but it will also make you think.
Želeo bih sa vama da podelim jedno lično iskustvo koje sam ja imao sa Hare Krishna Maha Mantrom i onda će vas u isto vreme i zasmijati, ali i načiniti da plačete.
Srila Prabhupada announced at the evening during the installation day of our Krishna Balaram Mandir that from next day onwards a special practice should be done in our temple. Most of you have visited the beautiful and very large Krishna Balaram temple in India, which attracts a couple of thousand visitors per day. Okay. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada said from tomorrow onwards there should be continuous chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, so that all the pilgrims who have come from all over India and some from the Western world would be able to hear the holy names. And he said that the chanting should go in shifts of 3 hours.
I on je rekao da bi to pevanje trebalo da se izvodi tako da postoje smene na svaka 3 sata.
So I was in the second shift.
Ja sam bio.
When I sat down to chant, the others who were on the shift said, Ishvinite, we can't come. We ate so much yesterday that we feel very sick. We have to spavati a little. So there I was in this huge marble temple chanting for 3 hours just without harmonium and medanga and no encouragement, only my pair of karna tiles. Then I was almost finished, 15 minutes were left. The leader of the next group who came after me came to me and whispered in my ear, we cannot come, no one of our group, because we ate so much yesterday. I had to sing for 6 hours.
Tako da sam ja morao da pevam 6 punih sati.
And, you know, at that time, my mind was not at all surrendered to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. In fact, I was thinking of everything except Hare Krishna when I was singing. Rolling Stones, Hamburg,
na Hamburg,
too much eating,
na previše jela,
Slobodan, mathematics,
na matematiku,
Latin, latinski,
na latinski,
yes, everything except for the chanting.
Na sve osim na pevanje.
During this time, all of a sudden, I had a very intensive realization. You are chanting now for 6 hours. Well, at that time I didn't know. So you're chanting now for 3 extra hours. The chanting will always be there with your mouth. Bring your mind to the chanting. This is yoga.
To je yoga.
When you bring your mind to the mantra will liberate your mind. Man means mind and tra means triety or to deliver. Just think of Hamburg and Rolling Stones. You won't enjoy it. It's not there and the stones are not there. Do you know what? The moment I decided to fix my mind into the chanting of the Maha Mantra, a miracle happened. First, I noticed I was becoming peaceful and stopped cursing all those who slept and did not come. And the second thing which I noticed, I don't know if I can tell it here, but it seemed to me that the whole situation changed. Yes, I was still a Westerner in a little village in India, singing in a temple all alone. It seemed that all of a sudden a curtain of perception opened and I'm here with Krishna. And this made me this closeness or nearness to God made me so ecstatic that I decided to stay on even for the next shift and another shift. So then I was chanting for 12 hours.
Tako da sam ja onda pevao punih 12 sati.
And then
I onda sam jeo
and slept.
i spavao.
And chanted in my dreams.
I onda sam pevao čak i u svojim snovima.
So I also would recommend to all of you this evening. Our life has become extremely simple this evening. Just take your mind to the mantra. Just listen. When your mind says Hamburg and Rolling Stones, say later, later. Bring it back to the mantra. And also you might experience that your evening changes. I feel this is so important that I wanted to encourage you. What comes to our mind when we hear the word spiritual circle? At this moment you are a little overwhelmed by the question. Sometimes many people say, well, a gathering of people who form a kruga, a circle. But in today's lecture, I would like to remind you of all the spiritual traditions who paint a circle around their saintly people. For instance, yes, the Christian saints are often painted with an effulgent light coming into all directions, like a circle. A few months ago, I was in America and visited the great Kills waterfalls, where millions of Indians were killed by the white men. In one museum, I saw an Indian chieftain who also had a kruga around his head. It was a traditional Indian painting. Muslim and Hindu saints are also depicted like this. In India, there are even spiritual practices how to establish an invisible spiritual circle around you. Let me tell you one of these practices which might be helpful for you when you are afraid. There's a meditation where you chant the mantra Hram, like the Serbian Hram or temple. So Hram, and you in your inner eyes see a ring of fire surrounding you and protecting you against that which you are afraid of. The pujari goes like this. Ram, 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 ram.
I onda puđari uradi ovako oko sebe izgovarajući.
I would say the oldest document of a spiritual circle comes in the Ramayana, where Lakshman draws with his bow a spiritual circle around Sita. He says to her, as long as you stay in this circle, you will be protected against the demons who wish to kidnap you. And it was a fact. When Ravan, the demon, came in order to kidnap her, he just came and wanted to just go into the hut or the place where she was staying. But the moment he came to the border of the circle, fire sprang up and he couldn't continue to walk. Today I would like to inform you how you can build your own spiritual circle. It will not be so dramatic that fire will spring up around you, but it will be something like building up your spiritual health. We all know when our immune system, which takes care of our health, is very strong, we cannot be infected even in the midst of a tremor in the winter season in Beograd, where everyone goes and coughs. Yeah, but when our health is weak, only a little thing like this, and we might have to put some disinfecting on it.
Uh-huh.
So today we want to inform you how to build a strong spiritual circle so that you are spiritually very healthy. Just like your health can be spoiled, your spiritual circle can be spoiled. And just like your health can be increased in strength, your spiritual circle can also become more strong. Let me inform you what decreases your spiritual circle so that it becomes very weak. It's mainly bad association. I think all of you, even those who are just beginning to show an interest in spiritual life, know how there are some people, when you are with them together, you just feel so drained and so weak, you feel like, let me go to bed now, or lament. Yeah, these are the energies, rippers, or energy kidnappers, huh? Yeah, they're sripate, we say, or what did we say?
Sripate.
Sripa, yes, it sounds like a vampire. Sripa. Yeah. And we know there are some, we all have experience when we have association with very spiritually strong people. Wow, we build up and we feel so happy after meeting them, we don't know what happened. That there are two principles which help you enormously to build up your spiritual circle. It's love. You can almost feel how your heart becomes stronger and bigger. And I know in English we say, oh, he has a big heart, meaning that he has love in his heart.
Yes.
The second principle which can help you increase your spiritual strengths will at first sound very surprising to you. First, I think you will think, oh, wow, really? How is this? Please think very deeply. The second principle is detachment. To let go. To not keep. To know the time has come to say an educated and friendly goodbye. Goodbye to an old phase of life. Maybe goodbye to people with whom we walked some part of our path together. Maybe goodbye from some habits. Yes, we have one mother of one devotee who said goodbye to her smoking habits and still lives. Do you know how one can capture a wild monkey? It's in the same way as you are captured. For a monkey, you put a banana into a hollow pumpkin. Yes, and then the monkey smells banana, super. So he puts his hand through the little hollow, hole. Grab the banana. Then he wants to pull his hand back. So he tries to to go, but he can't. He is captured. You would say, what a simple solution. Let go of the banana, my mom. Then you are free. But the monkey cannot understand this. Therefore, you have many monkeys in the Beograd Zoo. Toito. I have heard how to keep a wild elephant, and if you hear this, it will make you cry. Capture the elephant when he is little. Then they put such a strong chain around his feet, and he begins to understand, I'm captured by this chain. When he is great and big and very strong, they put a little string around his feet and bind him to some pillar. It's enough, because now the chain is in his mind. Just recently, a circus burned in India. Most of the animals could escape, except for 10 big, strong elephants. They were bound with a little string to some little plastic thing. But they were chained in their minds. And this is much stronger than this. Most of us are like these elephants. We stay in our lives. We may have heard that, I could live totally different. We are simply too conditioned or too bound in our minds to start the new phase in our life. oh no, it's not possible that I start a new job. It's not possible that I start a new service. It's not possible that I become happy. The chain in the mind, very strong. So the principle, and when this is there, your spiritual strength or your spiritual circle becomes very, very small. And therefore, detachment from this chain in the mind. You don't need it. Bhatate it out. Bhatite, yes, bhatite. That's such a good word. Bhatite. Yes. Detachment. So these two principles, love and detachment, do help our spiritual circle to grow. I will make it short, but what I will tell you now is so fantastic that you must tell your friends about it. I will tell you a little story first of the eagle who thought he was a chicken. There was this eagle who grew up amongst the chicken. I've told it a million times in Serbia, but you must hear it a million and one time now. King of the birds was eating from the stool, chicken stool. And then when there was something not all right, he said, kikiriki. Kikiriko, yes. No kikiriki in Serbia. So, one day, Svetac came. Saint came. He decided, I must help this eagle. He took him on the arm and he threw him in the air, hoping that his natural instinct would be awakened and he would fly to the ground. The eagle just fell down, pang.
Ali orao je jednostavno pao na tlo.
Crazy.
I onda on gleda u Brahmana, jesi ti lud?
Then the Brahman said, I must help him. And he went with him on the top of a mountain and threw him from there.
I onda
he just opened his wings a little bit, fell to the slope of the mountain and rolled down.
Ali onda
finally, the Brahmana had one last idea. He took the head of the eagle and bent it towards the sun. When the rays of the sun fell into the wide open eyes of the eagle remembered. He opened his wings and he screamed. And he moved his wings. It was a little painful in the beginning, but then he moved them and he flew into the sky. This is a very good analogy. We are in a similar way, a similar situation. The Vedas say we are children of eternity. Today someone asked me, how old are you? And I said, there are two answers to your questions. He said, my body is almost 50. But I am eternal.
Ali ja sam večan.
I am inside.
Ja sam unutra.
Yeah. So we need to be reminded of our spirituality.
Tako da nam je potrebno da nas nešto podsjeti na našu duhovnu prirodu.
Speaking in analogical language, we need to look into the sun. Maybe a little bit painful in the beginning for our eyes who are used to the material atmosphere only. But there is a wonderful way to look into the sun. There's a wonderful way to look at God and become strengthened by this contact. The first way I would really like to recommend is to you to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Bring your mind to the chanting, otherwise it does not work on you. Otherwise you are here and the mantra is there. Please try to sit down, have a peaceful time and chant the mantra with full concentration. And best is with some love in your heart. Then you will see how the mantra will make connection to Krishna. You know that any sound you make travels as soon as you make it 7 times around the planet Earth. I heard this today from physicists. You make like, hello, it goes, hello. 1, 2, 3, 7 times. Hello. Stravo. Yes, you say. Good. When you say Hare Krishna, this sound doesn't remain in this world. It travels actually in the spiritual world, and you make some connection between you and Krishna. But most of the Hare Krishnas in Serbia, they don't put their mind where they chant. Meet a Hare Krishna in Serbia and tell him, concentrate. Yes, concentrate, yes. The next thing is to read in spiritual scriptures. What you get there is spiritual information, which can shape your life. Do you know that information can shape our lives? Let me tell you about this Japanese scientist called Mr. Emoto. Emoto, yes, he's correct. He had an experiment where he let people speak some information on water. He froze the water into -4 degrees and took an ice ship and put it under the electromicroscope for investigation. And he saw that that sounds which are put on water are creating a certain structure on a molecular level. For instance, he had heavy metal music. Something like this. Only more intense, yes. And the water looked like industrial polluted waste water. Then he had a group of monks chanting Om Namah Shivaya, a divine mantra. And the water, in this type of water, there was some crystals were visible, almost like snowflakes crystal. In scriptures, you have actually spiritual information. Read and hear it every day. Can restructure your whole thinking. You can actually feel how the information of the scriptures restructures your life. Yes. You do not believe. Yes. Last information I want to tell you is after seeing a beautiful TV production by our Mr. TV Igor, go to holy places. We sat today on Igor's sofa and we looked at this wonderful TV thing which is in production still, where we saw holy places at the bank of Mother Ganga. And we felt, just by seeing it, such a peace in our heart. And we were able to formulate a plan, a nice plan. Yeah, so this inspiration from the holy places is extremely important for someone who wishes to strengthen his spiritual circle. I would like to end by encouraging all of you. Please do not think, oh yes, sometimes I will take care of this. Most of us are like this, unfortunately, with our spiritual circles and with our health also. It's just like health. Don't wait until you have cancer and the doctor tells you 6 months, then you're gone. Do something every day for your health, like exercises, healthy food, good air. In the same way, do something every day for your spiritual circle. Don't wait until you are so tupko for spiritual life that you just can't relate to it any longer. Don't wait until you don't have any spiritual feelings left in you. Fortunately, we all live in a culture which is highly materialistic, which is pulling out energy from our circle. In Krishna consciousness and also for our Dragi dear guests, I want to strongly encourage you, take care of your spiritual circle. Don't be afraid to be honest with yourself and find out how strong it is. And you know, I've seen people in Germany who are so much ignoring. Almost like a car driver, you know, when the benzene sign the red benzene sign goes bing, 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 you need to fill gas, otherwise you will stop in the midst of the autoput. Imagine a driver G who takes his chewing gum and sticks it on this red warning signal. He's a fool. Yes. But unfortunately, when it comes to the spiritual circle and when it's a little empty, we are often doing the same thing. We just ignore it. So, yes. The last statement I want to say, I'm traveling so much. Sarajevo, thank you. Sarajevo tomorrow. I will leave you now. I very much enjoyed being again in Serbia. I somehow like the people very much, even when they are, whatever they are.
Yeah.
To encourage all the devotees to please build these spiritual circles in terms of Bhakti Vriksha groups. So I will end here. We will have a little pause now. Thank you very much. Spiritual and cultural evening. We are fully enlivened and fully inspired to be back in Bosnia.